A word for you from 2 Samuel chapter 12, and we read from verse 13 and 14. And David said to Nathan the prophet, I've sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said to David, the Lord also has put away your sin. You will not die. But howbeit, because of this deed, thou hast given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme, and the child also that is born unto you shall surely die. Listening friend, as I share this with you today, I have been very exercised by this verse concerning David and the big mistake he made when he fell into sin with Bathsheba. In particular, this verse has come to me where the scripture says, your sin is put away, but this deed that you've done has given great occasion for the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme. David, the king, had fallen into sexual sin. And I don't know if you're aware of how much this sin is rampant in our country today, and how many great leaders, and even how many a Christian, have fallen into the trap of sexual impurity. Today it's called by soft names, and we've softened it in many forms, but God still says in his word in Ephesians, let this sin, in Ephesians 5, not even be named among you who are called saints of God. And when David, in a moment of weakness and lightness, left the battle and fell, his eyes fell on a woman that was bathing, the Bible says he gave great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme. O Christian, let us beware of sexual sin, and let us, like David, cry to the Lord as he did when he realized his sin had come to light. God bless you.